This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. We're hearing a song called Home. It's one of the first songs released by Springfield band Looming back in 2013. We're joined now by the singer, bassist, and lyricist for the group, Jessica Knight. A Springfield native, she's more recently called Austin, Texas home, and is now traveling with Looming Songs, performing a stripped-down version with one other bandmate and playing acoustic guitar. We'll hear more about that in a bit. Jessica joins us now with that acoustic guitar to perform some songs. She'll start by telling us about how she began playing music.
I think that people expect that when you, like, play music and you're like a touring musician that you probably started when you were like a kid, but I definitely started when I was like 21 after just like reading that book Girls to the Front, about the start of Riot Girl and like punk, really just like gave me the courage to like play music when I didn't know how, and I was like, I want to yell about things. You can just yell about things. And so I started a band called Child Bride back in the day, sort of. And that was my first band, and then I just never stopped.
And so, obviously, you have roots here in the punk scene and that sort of thing. But from what I remember, you're also pretty shameless about your love for pop music as
well. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, definitely. I love Madonna. I love Lady Gaga. I love Lorde. Like, all of those. And I grew up loving Britney Spears and, you know, the Backstreet Boys. It just never gets old for me. It's not, like, a guilty pleasure. It's just, like, a pleasure that I still dive into and still appreciate.
Do you see that, like, you know, you're being able to appreciate music from a variety of backgrounds? Does that inform you as a songwriter, or is it more just for your own entertainment sort of thing?
I think all of it. I definitely gain a lot of inspiration from pop music. And sometimes it, you know, if I'm feeling really nervous about my own lyrics, I'll, like, listen to any pop song, and I'm like, these are so simple and silly, and this is a famous song. All of my lyrics are fine, you know, like my lyrics are fine. And so, yeah, it gives me a sense of security at the same time. But yeah.
So speaking of songs, of course, we're going to hear you do Seed, which is off the new Looming record. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yep. And that one is a lot about depression and, you know, sometimes how no matter how hard you try to get the feelings to go away, they're always going to be there and it's always going to be a problem. And so it's kind of like a switch you have to do in your mind where you say, okay, this is never going to go away. So how do I start coping better? And I think that song kind of touches on just the familiar feeling of being depressed and like, okay, what do I do about this? Because I've been through this before.
And so this is Jessica Knight of Looming doing a solo version with an acoustic guitar of the song Seed.
I know this part. I know this part. Drag its skin, should he bring it along with him? Stable babe or new being, did he grow or become nothing? Now I'm away, now I see, I've been bringing it along with me.
That was Jessica Knight performing for us in studio. And as people will, of course, hear, you have a very distinctive voice, right?
So that's what I hear.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's part of what has made the group so popular. How did you develop it?
I think kind of on accident. I think my singing voice sounds a lot like my talking voice. And I started listening to this band called Good Luck. And Ginger Alfred is like the singer and bass player of that band, and she's just very like powerful and big, and it sounds like her. And I like, you know, singing her songs in the car, I just had this bright idea, like, wow, you don't have to sound pretty if you just sound like yourself. And that's really how it came about. And then my first band was Child Bride, where I just kind of like yelled about things. And then I blew my voice enough times to decide to try to learn how to control it a little better. And over time, I just like developed into whatever I'm doing now. And I like it, so I'm sticking to it, I guess.
Yeah, I do too. Obviously powerful. Let's go ahead and hear another song. This is New Eyes, also a looming song. And if you want to tell us a little bit about it.
This song was on our first full-length record, Nailbiter. It's kind of a breakup song, but where neither person is necessarily wrong. It's just one of those things where I definitely, it was before I moved to Austin. It was when I just had all, I was reading a lot of books about like girls in their mid-20s, like in New York, and just like living life. And I kind of felt like I had to do that. And so I wrote a song about it. Yeah, it's definitely a bittersweet little lullaby thing. That's actually the only song I've ever written in full on guitar by myself and like brought to the band.
This is New Eyes, performed for us in studio by Jessica Knight.
Sometimes I think about you and the way that you hold in place as the air prints a mold on your body, your lips across your face. Tend to my words like the living, but your eyes can't calm me down. I don't want to think about you, but I still see you around. I'm just trying to see the world with new eyes. Stop trying to act so appropriate. There's no appropriate time. I'm just trying to see the world with new eyes. Stop trying.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition. Jessica Knight is with us in studio. She's frontwoman for the band Looming, which got its start in Springfield. And Jessica, I know a lot has kind of ebbed and flowed. There's been some changes over the years. Bring us up to speed with the band, where you all are located. I know that's been kind of a unique scenario. And tell us about the new record as well.
Okay, so... We have some members in Springfield, Illinois, some in Braddock, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh, and then me, I've been floating around, kind of living in Austin, and we basically all flew out to Pittsburgh separately in January to record a new record with Brandon, our drummer. He does all of our recording and engineering and everything, which is really awesome. We're able to, like, take our time and fly out separately like that. And then as for right now, I think the band is kind of slowly making plans to all move back together in Pittsburgh to be closer to one another. But in the meantime, we're waiting for our record to get pressed and everything, and it's going to come out, I believe, September 29th, which is going to be awesome, and I cannot wait to do that. And we're going to release it here in Springfield because we feel like this is home, and that's where it needs to happen, so...
Well, that's exciting news. And so Tried and True is a release from that album that you guys have put out, right?
Yeah. It was a single we had put out because we wanted to do something. And then we don't want to get lost in the mix of things. And so we're going to put it on the record so that people can have like a physical copy and it's not just in the internet web somewhere, you know? So, yeah.
Thank you. That was Tried and True by Looming. We're joined right now by frontwoman Jessica Knight. She's been sharing some songs with us here in studio. We just listened to a track that will be on the new record, which she just told us is coming out in September, and there will be a release show here in Springfield. Very exciting. And so I wanted to ask you about an opportunity you had to write a song with a band called Spectacular Spectacular. The band had been asked to put together a song to be used in Her Story, which is a web series that the way they describe it is it's a new media series that looks inside the dating lives of trans and queer women as they navigate the intersections of desire and identity. So tell us how you got involved in this project and getting this song together.
Oh, that was so cool. One of the coolest things that I've ever been asked to do. They needed a vocalist, and they asked me, like, if I would help them just with this one song. But it was cool because I got to do the whole thing where they, like, send me, like, the plot of the episode. And I got to just write lyrics that kind of fit the whole theme of it. And it was a pretty serious subject. It had to do with, like, domestic violence. It was a really, like, touching song for me to be able to do. And then they asked if I could do a music video for it, and they flew me out there, and I got to go to L.A. for the first time, flew out there, met these people for the first time, had to wake up at 5 in the morning and get hair and wardrobe and makeup and all of that, and then get to, you know, stand in front of, like, 10 cameras and pretend that I'm, like, the front woman of this band that I just met today.
And so it's a really great song. We're going to go ahead and take a listen to it. The backing band, again, is Spectacular Spectacular, and the song was done for the web series, which you can also check out, by the way. It's called Her Story. So, Jessica, I got to talk to you right before you head out to do some touring with one other band member, performing, of course, Looming songs. Tell us a little bit about that and why you decided to do some touring this way.
It's definitely a different version of the songs. Since I don't typically play guitar, I play bass, and now I'm, like, switching roles a little bit. And one of my guitar players, Cassie, is coming with me. And she's going to play along and sing a little bit. So, yeah, I think it'll be a more, like, intimate experience for, like, people watching. Because with a live band, it's hard to make out lyrics sometimes. So I feel like, yeah, it'll be more...
Stripped down.
Stripped down, yes, yes, yes.
Cool. So... You're one of the people who has been really embedded within the Southtown sort of scene in Springfield, Black Sheep Venue being the heart of that, and now Dumb Records and Southtown Sound Studios, which Brandon, your drummer, used to live in and record out of, and they just went through kind of a rehab project where they're keeping that all alive. Just tell people maybe what it's been like and how that's affected you creatively to have that sort of home.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done without it. It's definitely, like, a very special corner of Springfield. I feel like anytime somebody founds it, they feel like they found gold, you know. I feel like I grew up there because when I was younger, it was just the place that I could go to where there wasn't alcohol and drugs and all that kind of stuff. But kids were hanging out, and it was fun. And I was able to, like, watch bands and see all these cool things and meet all these people. And that's how I met everyone I know now. you know, 8 years later that all progresses into whatever I'm doing. But it's definitely a place that not only, like, encourages you to be a spectator, but they encourage you to start something, too. And they, you know, have been hosting open mic nights, and they didn't necessarily have all that going on when I started, and I love that they do that now. They do band lotto, where it's like they have everyone throw names in a box and they pull them out and everyone's in a new band and everybody's supposed to start a new instrument. And so having that kind of environment, just it's very like electric for everyone involved, I think. And yeah, I definitely wouldn't have been encouraged or even thought to do what I do without Black Sheep.
And so we'll leave it at that for now. Jessica Knight of Looming, thanks so much for coming and speaking with us.
Thank you.
We're going to go out on probably a good title. Anyway, Onward. And so just tell us a little bit about that one before we go.
Yeah, this one is a song to myself. You know, just like telling yourself to stop cutting yourself down, stop feeling bad for yourself, and just pick up and do something. Am I the cancer that makes you grind your teeth at night? I've been watching you do it for the past few years now. Afraid of your own mind, it's natural instinct, but your power to layer, and by itself it doesn't look right.